This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Looks like it's time to, yep, we got to put that open sign up again. Let me get some screws. Let me get this open sign up so we're open for business. Yep, there it is. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're open. Hey, welcome to Auto World. I forgot to turn the sign around earlier, but it is turned around now. We are open. Welcome to your show. This is the interactive talk radio program for your auto world, And this is Auto World. Good to be along with you. I'm Mark Evans, your host, and always a pleasure. I'm glad you could join me here in the Greasy Garage studio today. I might have to get the studio even bigger for all of you, but no, you know, I'll just stack you up. You know, what the hey. Anyway, it's good to have you along. Relaxing week this last week, I hope, in the auto world, your auto world, my auto world has always got some kind of an adventure going on with cars. I'm constantly diagnosing, trying to figure out why, what's happening, who, what caused it, how should I fix it, and of course, always putting down the price to tell you. Yes, the listeners. How much? Well, I'm here today. This is, I guess you could almost call Auto World like a financial show, a gardening show. Well, do you have some floor mats in there on the driver's side, or are you just, you know, we're going into the W, the winter word. Are you, you're going into the rainy season? Some of you already had rain. We've got quite a bit of rain coming down here in Boise today. So I go out. Oh, yeah, boots are wet. Next thing you know, the floor mat's dirt. Got dirt in there, and I bring seeds in. Next thing you know, I got my garden going. Oh, yeah. Well, what kind of good weed killer do you recommend, Mr. Evans? Well, Roundup? No, maybe not. That kills everything. Okay, no, no. Okay, so see, this is not a gardening show, but it could be, but it's not. It is otherwise a financial show because I'm here to fix and find more money for your wallet when it comes to auto repair, auto buying, auto selling your car, your automobiles. So today here on Auto World, we're going to do a lot of goodies. The second hour, of course, I want to share an Auto World Weekly News is going to come in. And delivering David. He kind of warned me this week that he's got something hot to trot. So we're going to find out. Of course, we're going to go into, on this day, what happened on this day in automotive history. Yes, the Auto World little car fact. We got to get to that. And, of course, your emails. And the very last thing, the second hour, we're going to share with you, well, I've got 20 surprising and interesting mechanical wonders about your car. So let's just get right into it. First off, the digital world. Hyundai has come up, the Hyundai Sonata, they are now letting you use your telephone to open, that's the 2020s, you can open and close your door using your cell phone. It's an app, folks. Yes, a smartphone. And also, you're going to start your Hyundai Sonata with your smartphone. So if you're still got one of those flip phones, I'm telling you, gradually we're going into the digital world more and more, and every day on every single make and model out there, we're going to need what? A smartphone. A lot of you are getting discounts using digital with your insurance companies. They plug the little device into your OBD2, which is where I plug in to find out why the engine light's on. I might even plug in there to find out what the transmission's doing, because the transmission is also electronically controlled. Yes, electric solenoids. Woohoo! But if your car's doing some of this, oh, that doesn't sound good at all. No. Or if it's doing some of this, oh my God, what's that noise? That's a lifter clicking. Well, your oil. Wintertime's here. You need to change the oil. Get the trash out of the oil pan. That oil pan is the trash can. Get the oil changed. And why? Some of you think, I don't need to change the oil. The oil today is so good. The synthetic oil mark is so awesome. There's so many different brands, of course. I won't go with that word, that those names and all, but they all come out of the earth and it's crude oil mark, and they refine them, and they're really awesome. Really? They are. You're absolutely right. But do you have VVT? Does your car, your truck have VVT? Variable valve timing. What is it? Variable valve timing. See, it's electronic. Talking about digital, it's electronically controlled. It's solenoids that actually are on your cam gears. You got two cams in your engine, by the way, and they're electronically controlled solenoids that have oil going through them. And that little bitty pinhole that the oil comes in, well, that pinhole is pretty small, and if your oil's old, okay, it can't get through that pinhole. And that solenoid now, it's like it's got a space in there for oil, and if the space isn't have oil in it, then the variable valve timing will be off, and it doesn't know where the timing should be, and it has to know in order to adjust the timing. So you still have, folks, I know it's electronic, but see, we have electronics telling mechanical hardline parts what to do. So change your oil, and here's something that is going to happen this week here in the Greasy Garage. And by the way, I'm broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. We are live. And the number here at Auto World, look forward to your calls each and every second. Please interrupt me because you're the star. It's 855-660-4261. And my email is autoworldradio, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Good to have you. And we're going to share some of your emails. Of course, I'm always looking. I got it up in front of me right now. And I'm going to share some emails. One just came in. We're going to share that with you here in a little bit and help fix your automobiles. Or if you just want to tell me what's going on with your dog or your neighbor's cat, that's fine too. But get the oil change, okay? We're going into winter, so let's get that done. A little bit of trivia. I like doing trivia here on Auto World. Keep, because of the past is what is giving us the future. A little trivia. In 1939, do you have tick-tock, 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 tick-tock? Okay, that's enough of that. No, that's the TikTok app, as some of you young folks are saying. That's the TikTok app there, Mark. No, TikTok, tick-tock is also your blinker, the one that, lights and turns the light on and off to let them know you're turning left or right. Well, back in 1939, the flashing turn signals for automobiles, that's what I'm talking about, tick-tock, tick-tock, developed by the guide lamp division of the General Motors Corporation. But they were introduced in what make of car? No trivia. Now, I have got for the let me say that trivia question again. It's pretty long and lengthy, but this is for each and every one of you. I've got some special gifts for the folks that want to help answer that trivia question. Of course, we did give away that hood that's all rusted that you're going to use to sled down the mountain. We don't have that anymore, but I do have some rusty old hubcaps left. And no. I got a great book here as part of it. Got some stuff. The book from Mark Roush, of course, The Ethanol Papers. That's going to give you. It's pretty thick, actually. Mark said it was pretty small, but this thing's over an inch thick, giving you the inside and the outsides of all the word ethanol. And I got some car cleaning products I want to give out. So let's get back to that question. In 1939... flashing turn signals for automobiles was developed by the guide lamp division of General Motors Corporation. But they were introduced in what manufacturer? What car manufacturer? Little tip there, car. Uh-huh. The number, 855-660-4261. And or you can answer it by email if you don't want to pick up the phone, cell phone, and call. That's autoworldradio@yahoo.com. At any one point in time, I definitely will take your. I'm going to come back from a little short break here. We're going to get to your emails. But I'm going to also do, little Auto World car fact. Has something to do with what? Mark 5? What's that all about? Well, we're going to find that out. And I want to let you know, too, we're going to go to the 20 surprising and interesting mechanical wonders about your car. I hope you like your car. Do you like it? Do you like your truck? Do you hate the price, though? And is the price... are they ever going to come down in the price of a car? I don't know. We just don't know. Oh, my gosh. Well, let's start that little car fact when we come back from the break. I appreciate you joining me here in the Greasy Garage Studio. You're listening to Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Road 66.
There's a lot of gas stations along the route. Oh, I love it. That's a great little tour to do if you've never done that, do. And if you get a chance, Oatman, Arizona. Stop in and say hi to all the people that are, they're hairy people, literally in the streets of Oatman. Yeah, they're donkeys, or I can say it, jackasses. Nah, that's what they are in the street, folks. Welcome back to Auto World. Oatman, Arizona. Route 66, dirt road. Oh, it's a fun place. I ended up buying a few automotive signs to put in the museum here, and a great place to just lay back and relax. And quite the story about how the donkeys got there, or the JAAs. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Auto World here in the Greasy Garage Studio. I don't have the greasy hands right now, and sometimes we don't have them, sometimes we do. But, of course, the loudmouth janitor keeps this microphone clean here at the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along. Hey, it's time now for the Auto World little car fact. Something to do with the Mark V. Well, let's find out. Oh, this is a United States car, luxury car, back in 1899, called the Columbia Mark V Electra. Oh, it's an electric car. Back in 1899? What? Oh, yeah. The Mark V battery-powered automobile was one of the first electric models mass-produced by the Columbia Automobile and Electric Vehicle Company. In 1896, the Pope Manufacturing Company of Hartford, Connecticut. Great folks there in Hartford. Been there. Love the town. They were a bicycle manufacturer. Entered into the automobile industry back in 1896. By 1898... Wow, that's a long time ago. The company's motor carriage division had built some 500 electric models, which were marketed under the name of Columbia. Many of these vehicles were intended for a fleet of taxi cabs and in large American cities. They wanted taxi cabs in the big boy cities. But in 1899, Pope merged with Electric Vehicle Company and also acquired the Slidine, if I get spit it out here, patent for gasoline automobiles. The first gasoline models were technically advanced and sold well, but the electric cars were still Columbia's cash cow back in 1896. The Mark V Electra, released in 1899, was available with interchangeable body styles that included a coupe, taxicab, and a Victoria style. These cars were expensive, but they were known for their luxury and durability. Many were sold in France by the Electromotion Company, looking a lot like an elaborate horseless carriage is what it looks like. The Mark V came with such features, folks, as wood spoked wheels, like I talked about earlier. Wow. And a floor mounted brake pedal. Huh. Something we have in our cars today. It was sold through 1900 when it was replaced by more advanced electric models. Yes, I said electric. Electric Columbia. 1899 was the year. Beautiful. Looks like a horse's carriage. Beautiful car, but it was electric. A lot of you think that the Tesla or the Nissan Leaf or the Ford, you know, they're bringing out the Ford Mustang that's electric, the Ford truck that's electric. Chevrolet is, of course, working on electric. There's a lot. And, of course, the new, oh, I better not even go there, but the contract that General Motors just signed with Nikola with the Badger truck, electric. Yeah, well, it was $18.99, the Columbia Mark V electric. Oh, I like doing those Auto World little car facts. Like finding them, like getting them. And I've got about 14 million more miles and many more years, 15 years worth of those coming your way. good to have them. Here on Auto World, we like to do a lot of things. I have a menu that you got to sit back and relax. And I'm glad you are here with me in the Greasy Garage Studio. And we have, of course, can't hardly wait to get the Glove Box Edition up. We're going to get that for you. And, of course, I love doing more interviews to come here in Auto World. But right now, I want to share with you something that's quite unique. And that means that there's 20 surprising and interesting mechanical wonders about your car that you might not have ever known. The first one. Hopefully we have enough time, but I'll hurry. I'll hurry here. And again, interrupt me at any time. I do want to fix your car, your truck, at any one point in time. That's what I'm here for. You're the star of the show. My number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. Don't forget about the email. We're going to share an email right after the next break. Auto World Radio. That's all one word. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. 20 surprising and interesting mechanical wonders about your car. The first one, the average fuel cost across all vehicles is 14 cents per mile, or about 23 miles per gallon. The best-selling car of all time is, guess what, the Toyota Corolla. Oh, didn't know that. The U.S. consumes about half of the world's gasoline. which is basically what? Oil, yeah. Oh, Ferrari manufactures a maximum of only 14 cars a day. Things have changed a little bit, of course, since this came to me. Although 1886 is credited with being the birth year of the modern automobile, the first gas gauge wasn't installed until 1922. Yeah, heck, who needs a gas gauge? I've got an International Scout. Remember those? Those things are coming up in value here at the Greasy Garage, and the gas gauge on it's not working. And that was like the biggest and most priority thing they want me to fix. Is the gas gauge. Every year, though, over $60 billion worth of car maintenance goes unperformed. I said it. Every year, $60 billion worth of car maintenance, folks, is going unperformed. That's almost scary. You're driving around with cars that have problems. We got to get them fixed. Don't be bashful. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Number 8, traffic congestion wastes 3 billion gallons of gas each year. 3 billion, just sitting there in traffic. Maybe that's why the word electric is coming our way, huh? The first windshield wipers were hand-operated. Of course, I've got a few of those on some of my cars. And then they turned out to be vacuum-operated. Vacuum off the engine, the rubber hoses, you know, go from the intake manifold up through the firewall and into the dash. And they get old and cracked. And, of course, the engine heat cooks them. And then, you know, in the summer it gets real hot, and in the winter, of course, your engine compartment, I call it the oven, it's still going to get hot even in the winter, and it's cooking rubber hoses. I've fixed many thousands of windshield wipers back in the day when I'm glad they're not vacuum controlled now. And aren't you happy that they're not hand operated? Wow. Number 10, the most commonly stolen vehicle is the Honda Accord still. White is the most popular car color at this point. And, of course, I understand dark silver, dark gray, and black's knocking at the door at white. The total average repair cost, though, I know you've been waiting for this one. The total average repair cost in the United States is $305.55, right to the penny, including the parts of $202.28. So basically there's $103 there for labor. Now, that's going up and down, it seems like, every month. I believe it's about $355 now. That's not too far off, $40. Anyway, we got some more coming up. We got, I think, 6 more of those. Very surprising here in Auto World. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to get that trivia question out again and get you some prizes in your trunk. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
White House doctors say President Trump is no longer at risk of spreading the coronavirus. In a memo, White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly said the president's symptoms have all improved. He'd been fever-free for more than 24 hours, and there's no longer any evidence of an actively replicating virus. Sunday on Fox News, the president addresses critics that are saying it's too early for him to be holding in-person events.
Well, the doctors, the White House doctors, as you know, are the best, and they said totally free of spreading. There's no spread, and there wasn't yesterday either. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed, I was on a balcony. The closest person was probably a couple of hundred feet away. and they were down in on grass. There was nobody even close to me yesterday. But even yesterday, I knew I was free. I beat this crazy, horrible China virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When you first push in the clutch, that's the moment. That's when you really notice it. Just how different it feels. I'm real. Whoa. It's like having gold. Told you you'd be impressed, didn't I? No, it goes way beyond that. This blows me away. How'd you manage to get a hold of something like this? I just can't believe you got this for the 8-6. That's amazing.
Yeah, me either. Haven't felt this excited in a while.
Oh, neither have I. Oh, I love those clutch cars. Drop that clutch. Oh, yeah, the smell of a clutch burning is like sweet perfume to the ladies and the best aftershave. I just slap it right on my face. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. Always a pleasure to have you join me each and every week, sitting back, relaxing, and hopefully we're having fun. I am. Here in the Greasy Garage Studio. Hey, let's get back to the 20 most surprising and interesting mechanical wonders about your car. I don't know what number we were on, but I knew that we were talking about the labor cost. Let's get away from the negative and skip to the positive. Oh, look at this. The average American will spend 2 weeks of his or her life stopped at red lights. Well, how boring is that? Hope you got the radio on. I know you do. That's good. 14.9% of the drivers admit to singing behind the wheel. Oh, my. Are you kidding me? You folks are singing behind the steering wheel? I wonder what song you're singing. Probably that clutch song. The first car did not have steering wheels. Yes, they had a tiller. Well, then they were operated, of course, by a lever. How do you like your steering wheel? 10 and 2. Yeah, grab that. 10 and 2. What's that mean? Clock. Yeah, 10. 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I don't usually have two hands on the steering wheel unless I'm driving the Ferrari, and I don't have a Ferrari to drive, so there you go. I promise if you let me drive your Ferrari, I will put both hands on the steering wheel. 10 and 2. Number 16, an airbag inflates within 40 milliseconds of a crash. I don't even know how fast that is, but that's some good news that we need to know. It takes half an ounce of gas
folks, to start your car. Now, if you really want to know what an ounce of is, well, get in your kitchen after the show. I know you all are cooking dinner and stuff. You're staying home more, of course, in today's times. But it takes an ounce of gas to fire that bad boy up. And this is amazing news. Very interesting. This is something that I've used in the auto repair business. For every gallon of gas that you're carbureted, I said carburetor, not fuel injection, it's even more, but carbureted, for every gallon of gas you're burning 300 gallons of air. I don't know how they measure it, but they do, and they report it. Most car horns beep in the key of what? Oh, that's good trivia right there. Most car horns beep in the key of F. I can't even believe that the engineers, the car manufacturers, would even think about that, but they do. The automobile is the most recycled consumer product in the world. Now that deserves a salute and a handshake. Talking about consumer recyclables, yes, they still do smash those cars. We have a wrecking yard, recycle yard here in the Boise, Idaho area that I go to every once in a while. In fact, I will share a picture on my Instagram account. Why not? And that, by the way, the Instagram account, do some housekeeping here. Instagram, you can follow me at Auto World Media, and I am going to put a picture of cars smashed and stacked up. And one of those pictures I do remember is very unique, has wood green on the side. You'll enjoy that picture. Auto World Media on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, too. Just look for Mark Evans. I'll friend you. If you're a good friend, and I know all of you are, yes. Faulty oxygen sensors account for 40% of all check engine light-related issues. Faulty oxygen sensors. Now, earlier I just stated in that surprising and interesting facts about your automobile is that how many billions? I said 60 billions. 60 billion. That's dollars, folks. Worth of car maintenance is going unperformed, and it's what I say about the O2 sensors. So you might have an O2 sensor that's bad, and you don't even know it. You got the engine light on. But here's the key point here, real quick, about an engine light, is that even though you're listening right here, right now, here to Auto World in the Greasy Crouch studio, you might not have an engine light on, but here's what I'd like you to do. You can still have it scanned, engine scanned. And I do recommend it. It's like a health checkup for your car, even though the light is off. You're going to find out when that shop, and some of you need a relationship, a friend, in the auto repair mechanic side. You got a dentist, you got an eye doctor, you got an ear doctor, you got a health doctor, okay? So now let's get a doctor for your cars and get that person there for you. Because a lot of the times they'll go ahead and scan that for you for how much? F-R-E-E, free. And if they don't, no problemo. You could actually go, I do recommend you go into your mechanic to have that done, because they're going to scan it stage 1, stage 2, and stage 3. They're going to go deep into your computer through that electronic component thing that they're hanging on to, called the scan tool. Now, when you go into the parts stores and they scan it, that parts store, yes, it's legit. That's one thing I like about the engine light and the scan tools. They don't lie. And you can ask them if you can see the screen, do, and then you can see what it says. So if you have an engine light off, your mechanic friend will go stage 1, 2, and 3 deep if you ask them to. Stage 1, that finds out that you got no two sensors out. Stage 2, it goes even deeper and says, oh my gosh, you got a crankshaft sensor out. That's right, a crankshaft sensor measures, well, we're going to talk about that the third hour, about engine management. But then stage 3 goes into what? The ABS brakes? Transmission. See, that's all electronically controlled. And so if they go that deep, you might not have an engine light on, but boy, they're going to find out how you've been driving your car. If you drive it hard and fast, if you stop too quick, it's all in the shift patterns of the transmission and also the brakes. And then when you ask them, well, I just had you do the brakes, and how come I have to have brakes every 6 months? They're going to scan that bad boy, and they're going to say, well, here's the proof. It looks like you're waiting until the last 10 feet to stop the car. And that's why you're burning brakes up. So don't do that. It's all about money. See, like I said earlier, this is almost like a financial show. I'm here to save you money on your car, your Auto World. Your Auto World. That's what it's all about. So, let's now go to the email bag. Oh, yeah. Well, let's not go to the mail. Oh, I stuck my hand in there for a little bit and was going to pull one out. Why don't I just read the one that's here right in front of me from last break? Okay. Good idea, Mark. Let's do it. Okay, so this email just came in, and that email address, again, folks, is Auto World Radio, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Email me at any time. So this is fresh coming in. Mark, help. I'm driving around a VW Touareg. Every day I enjoy the car, driving it, but now I have a 20-mile-an-hour vibration. And no one can seem to find the problem. I've had it to 3 repair shops, and I'm getting reports from bad carrier bearing to hub bearings to bad tires. Just put new tires on a week ago, so I'm really confused on what and where to go from here. Any guidance you have would be awesome. Ryan, listening in Nevada. Well, I'm on quite a few stations in Nevada, so let's just do a shout out for, well, here's a station that I'm on, KPKK 101.1 FM, and I do apologize for any other stations. I shout out to all of them in Nevada. Thanks to everybody here in Nevada listening. Let's just do that. I appreciate it. Nevada's a great time. I like going to Las Vegas. Things have changed there, but we go to SEMA, and anyway, the vibration. Let's get to the vibration in Nevada. And from Ryan. Ryan, that Volkswagen, I'm pretty sure you like that. For the folks that don't know what a Touareg is, it's like a SUV. It's not a small car. It's four-door. It's an SUV. And it's an all-wheel drive. I want to point that out because this is how I'm going to help Ryan fix his Touareg on the vibration. An all-wheel drive, AWD. You might see some of that on the back of these vehicles, and that's what it stands for, all-wheel drive. A vibration could be a tire, Ryan. You're absolutely right, like we had on the last email. But vibration-wise, the Touareg has two drive shafts. And it depends on the shake, Ryan. Here's a little test I want you to do. If the drive shaft's causing us grief, it will shake basically where the gear shifter is. Just put your elbow on the console there while you're driving it and kind of feel it in your buns, you know, as my seat cushions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I had to go get in there a cup of oil. I was running low on oil. Yeah, every once in a while, you know, you got to take a sip of 30 weight. Oh, no, don't do that. Be careful. Don't drink that stuff. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along. Broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, in the Greasy Garage Studio. I got Axelrod Alex. Of course, he's, when I say Axelrod, he's definitely got grease on the axle keeping this baby spinning. He's going to take your call. I take your emails, and he takes your calls. That's what's fun about it. You know, it takes a team to make something happen. So that phone number for Axelrod Alex, ask him how he got his nickname, is 855-660-4261. And my email here at Auto World is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And with that, we're going to go. This was a live email that just came in. We want to finish and help Ryan. He's listening in, actually, Nevada. KPKK. 101.1 FM is one of our affiliates. Thank you for, I want to say hi and welcome to all the affiliates in Nevada. And, of course, more to come. Definitely. I've got a lot of cars out there to keep fixing throughout the career of Auto World. And that's why I'm here. 45 years of touch and tasting and certified in fixing cars. And I learn something new every single day. And that is because I have to keep up. If I don't keep up, I'm kind of had, and I don't want to be had. So anyway, it's a lot of fun. Anyway, he's got Ryan's got a Volkswagen Touareg that has a shake in it, a 20 mile an hour vibration, he says. And so I was talking about the driveline, and the driveline, Ryan, again, back to the elbow on the center console. As you're driving it, going 20 miles an hour, try to figure out, you know, the sweet spot on the speed in basically these roads around these parking, these shopping malls are pretty good. Get on a side street and put the elbow on the console and see if it shakes your elbow and or if it's in your seat cushion. And usually on the Touaregs, it's very expensive. The dry shaft has got, it's two-piece, front and rear, but all in one long piece. They come out of Germany. I've replaced them before. They're very expensive, but instead of the conventional U-joint that a lot of us, our listeners, are used to, it's a metal joint that connects the yoke to the drive shaft, and that yoke has a zerk in it. Well, it used to, and you could grease them, which they had caps on them that were pressed into the drive shaft and into the yoke. And then that makes it kind of like our wrist. It can spin and move all 360 degrees, but that joint, U-joint it's called, had grease in it. Well, And on the Volkswagen Touareg, Ryan, what you've got is a rubber disc. It's about an inch and a half, 2 inches thick. It's a big, huge rubber thing that actually bolts onto the yoke coming out of the transmission, and then it bolts onto the tube called the drive shaft that spins. And then it comes down through the carrier bearing that's right back to where your elbow is on that console, right underneath your elbow, right underneath the shifter, pretty much. And so, and that console, as you notice, Ryan, on your Touareg, it's pretty deep, pretty high up. That's because the drive shaft's up into that cavity, that tunnel. And then the second piece, your carrier bearing is sitting there spinning. That's a slip yoke, basically, within. It's pretty expensive, but it's a bearing. You can't grease that. I'm sorry to tell you that. And then it goes back to the back, and you got that same rubber disc that you have in the front that bolts onto the yoke on the differential. So you don't see the rubber discs that hold the drive shaft to the yokes being bad. Unless, again, you're hot rodding it. But I don't believe you really can, a Touareg, because they don't want you to spin the tires. So what happens is a carrier bearing, because it's sitting there holding up all that weight at all times. So it's holding this huge drive shaft tube, a lot of weight, and it wears out, it sags the bearing. And so it depends on the kind of driving you do, and this is for everybody. If you're doing this 70-mile-an-hour, 80-mile-an-hour freeway speeds at all times, well, then that carrier bearing is spinning at a high rate of speed most of its life. If you're just going around town doing 20, 30, 35, 40 miles an hour, you're not going to wear out the carrier bearing as fast as the gentleman that's on or the lady that's on the freeway. So, okay, that's the drive shaft. That could be the vibration. But you could have a bad tire. That vibration, you got to kind of isolate it. Get someone else in the driver's seat once you do that test we just did, right? And then get your butt in the back seat, on that back seat cushion. And you might want to go opposite. Go on the passenger side in the rear and have somebody else drive the car and tell them, peg this speedometer at 20 and let's see if you feel it. Change your butt, your buns to each seat, Ryan, okay? And you'll find out that one seat will tell you what you feel and what you feel in your elbows. Put your elbows out on those seats while you're sitting there. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Act like you got a chauffeur and say, let's go. You're going to find out by doing that, oh my God, my vibration is in the left rear. Right rear, right front, left front. With that said, you do have hub bearings, and so you could have a hub bearing that's got a dry vibration coming. You can't grease them again, and up in the front, you got to replace the whole entire spindle assembly with the hub bearing in there. So, you know, that's how we isolate it, and that's the main key is isolating the noise. Now, if I don't know, you didn't say anything about taking it to a shop or anything, but if you put it up on the shop lift and it's an all-wheel drive, it screws up the electronics of it, and you can't just put it on the lift, get the tires off the ground, put it in gear, and go. And, yeah, we do that with a lot of cars to get and hear noises with our stethoscopes. Yes, just like what a doctor has at the hospital. I have a stethoscope. It fine-tunes the noise wherever it might be. I can hear the car breathing. In any kind of noise, it's going to breathe. So, but you can't do that with that Touareg. I'm sorry, Ryan. So just use your buns, like my seat cushion Susie here at this Greasy Garage studio. And sight, feel, sound, smell, the four senses of your body will help you diagnose the problems of your car. Ryan, thanks for listening and emailing me from Nevada. I got to get back to the SEMA show when they get that thing going back. Special Equipment Manufacturers Association, that's where all the car manufacturers bring all the goodies, and we walk around and have broadcasted there for many years and many more years to come. It's good to do that. Here's a little bit of trivia for each and every one of us. 1975, oh, that was yesteryear, wasn't it? A couple years ago, American car registrations passed the 100 million mark for the very first time. 100 million. Man, that's a lot of, what? A lot of metal. Well, today's world, it's a lot of, what? Fiberglass. Mm-hmm. A lot of fiberglass and a lot of plastics that happen. Have you always wondered what the heck the noise is, you know? Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes it's loud and going fast. Remember the ears? Use the ears to diagnose the sound. Figure it out. You are the best person when it comes to going to the repair shop and trying to find out and tell and help the communication like we're doing here today in the interactive talk radio business called Auto World. You're the best person to tell the shop what's wrong with your car. That's right. Delivering David, hey, he just came in the studio. Thank you. He said he had something for me. Well, he's got it. Thanks, David. Now, Delivering David, he just dropped in the Greasy Garage studio. Appreciate it. Oh, yeah, the Volkswagen Type 4. Ooh, this is interesting. Back in 1968 with the 411, ooh, they offered a two-door back in the day. The first Volkswagen, the four-door sedan, in all cases, the 411's unibody construction was a first for Volkswagen. The 411 model. Oh, my goodness. This is something else. This Type 4 was introduced to the world with, well, campaign focused on the vehicle size and features. One of the first ads for the car in bold letters up top announced, what? The Wolfsburg. Oh, I love these news. And there's a lot more coming. They're going to do another 411, I guess. Much of the DNA of the Beetle, folks. You got a Beetle? Do you like the Beetle? It's interesting. Appreciate it. Thanks, Delivering David. We got more to come from him, but I want to close in the garage door in the second hour. Appreciate each and every one of you joining me here. Of course, you never know when Delivering David's going to drop in on us, and we got more of that coming in the third hour. In the third hour, potholes and airbags. So tune in for that in the third hour. But again, each and every hour, I want to thank you for joining me here in the Greasy Garage studio. Folks, most important, I want to say something about airbags. Drive safe, okay? I want to thank everybody that helps me put on the show, of course. Axelrod Alex, thank you, the producer of the show. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired all the time. Audi Adam, taking care of the affiliates, of course. Thank you, Audi Adam. Lugnut Lee, the program director, marketing manager, always keeping the wheels on the wagon here in the world. T-Bird Ted, he's the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. And we can't forget, my makeup artist, Lion Lucy. She's always telling me I'm looking good. My personal chauffeur, of course. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. He got me here safe. That's all that matters. Sometimes he says to me, I forget. Put the seatbelt on. Of course, Know-It-All Jay, the loudmouth janitor. He keeps this microphone clean, the Greasy Garage studio. Absolutely. Of course, like I mentioned before, keeping my seat cushion warm. Before I sit down here in the race car seat, Seat Cushion Susie, my customer care expert, of course. Who cares, Willie? Thanks, everybody, for joining me the second hour. Drive safe, motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm back. I'm nationwide.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.